بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هلك إذا invest over the Muslims for various reasons. ود كثير من أهل الكتاب لو يردونكم من بعد إيمانكم كفارا حسدا من عند أنفسهم. So they have a jealousy, and on account of the jealousy they wish to distract you, turn you away. Quran Sharif is pre-warning us, you have this class of people, so beware of them. لو يردونكم من بعد إيمانكم كفارا. ودوا لو تكفرون كما كفروا فتكونون سواء. What's their wish? Their wish is that you also disbelieve like them, like how they rejected, they went on a freelancing path, on a rebellious path. So they also, they want that you also should join them. You don't be aloof. So it's exactly a shaitanic mentality. Shaitan also said, لَأَقُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. I will throw them out of the path. And Allah Pak also says, لَنَجْمَعَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Put them into Jahannam together, all these rebels. Amongst the reasons that they are envious, one is this, is why did the wahi come to you? Why has the wahi come to you? Up to this point, the wahi was coming in our family. Now it's moved on to Banu Ismail, right? So they are constantly put impediments, doubts, suspicions in your mind, create. They'll do it now too. They did in the past. Now they do it with media, with the influence, with the might and main. Somehow create doubts, suspicions in your mind. And some other prominent reasons for these people's aversion, dislike, the hadith says, one is that you've been blessed with Surah Fatiha followed by Ameen. So they don't have a prayer like Surah Fatiha. So their opening prayer is they call it the Lord's Prayer, right? So the opening prayer is, our Lord, give us this day our daily bread. So that's the gist, that's the essence of the prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Right? So now that's the Lord's Prayer. That's how the whole Old Testament or the New Testament starts off. And now compare this against Surah Fatiha. So our kitab starts off with Surah Fatiha. And this is the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer and the gist and the essence of it is, give us this day our daily bread. And our opening chapter is Surah Fatiha. So we call it Fatiha, it opens the whole Quran to me. So our opening chapter, what is the gist there? The gist there is Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Show us the right way. Now compare the both. One is you asking for bread, and the other is you asking for guidance on the right. Right? Now, bread is just one of the needs of a man. Amongst the various multiple needs of a person, bread is just one need. Right? If you got bread, it's not a guarantee you got health. If you got bread, it's not a guarantee that you got guidance. If you got bread, it's not a guarantee you got Jannah. If you got bread, it's not a guarantee that you don't have fights and disputes. So, just asking for bread, then that is a very deficient prayer. Only asking for bread, nothing else. That means your relationship with Allah Ta'ala is only on account of the bread, nothing else. And then our prayer is, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Show us the straight path. Now there can't be a more comprehensive and a perfect dua than this. Because to be able to do anything right, you need to have the right guidance. You need to travel to overboard, simple thing, you need to have the guidance. Right? You need to maintain good health, then you need good guidance, right guidance. You want to have happiness, muhabbat, understanding within families, within friends, then you need to have the right guidance. You got business issues, you need to have guidance. So, in anything that you are doing, worldly or deeni, can only come right if you got the right idea. If the idea is not right, can you go right? The idea is not right. Can you go right? You can't go right. You thought it was right, and because of your thinking, you pressed a certain button. Then it turned out that what was wrong. You got the right guidance, then you know what to be purchased. You're in business now, and you want to be a prosperous businessman, right? So, if Allah Ta'ala guides you correctly, then you're going to purchase the right commodity. And then you would make a lot of profit in it. But if he didn't guide you then, so in anything that you're looking at, deen or dunya, it's subject to the right guidance. You got that, and you're moving. And you don't have that, then وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُفْسِنُونَ السُّنَّةَ ذَلَّ السَّعْيُمْ All your effort is lost. You need so much, but everything is wasted. See that? So, you're asking for the right guidance, and here you're asking for bread. And then, the dua for guidance is such a perfect dua, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَى الضَّالِّينَ that covered you from all dimensions, that you're asking for the right, and protection against the wrong. In the Sirat al-Mustaqim, until غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ So, you're asking for the right, and you don't want to be misguided for a second. So this is the one reason why they are envious. Amongst many other reasons, says حَسَدَ مِنْ عِنْدِ عَنْفُسِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّرَ لَهُمُ الْحَقَرَيْنِ So they are envious. The second reason for them being envious against us is that the first house to be constructed was the Baytullah. They know it also. And the world knows it. That was the first house that was constructed for the worship of mankind. That was the first house. أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُدِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي يُبَكَّى And then, you people have the fortune to worship towards it, to make tawaf there, to be there. Whereas, this was the actual home. أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ They know it. Adam alayhi salam constructed it, reconstructed by Ibrahim alayhi salam, thereafter by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they know about it. But now, they're not there, so the only thing they can do is burn. Why were we not accepted? Why were they accepted? Why were they favored? Why weren't we favored? So the sensible thing was, we are favored, then that favor is not restricted to us, confined to us. The doors for your favor are open, come in and you will be favored. But you yourself don't want to come in and then say, no, I'll fix this person up. So by you fixing anybody, you're not going to get anywhere. See, the Quran Sharif says, ما أنتم عليه بفاتنين إلا من هو صالح الجحيم. The Rabbi is speaking to all the shaitans and all the wrongs. You're not going to mislead anybody. But that person was destined for Jahannam. So you're just an accomplice, nothing else. So don't think that you're a big deal. You're just a little bit of a help. But you aren't the main person. So don't worry about that. مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلِيهِ بِفَاتِنِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ هُوَ صَالِ الْجَحِيمِ. So that's the second reason for the envy, that why were you favored by the Baytullah. And the favor is such that there isn't anything like the Baytullah. Amount of pilgrims throughout the year, people are flocking there, they're putting restrictions, the tariffs, the fees all are escalating, the hotel fees are all escalating. But then, like moths, how they all gang up onto a light. You can't restrict them. They're coming to the light, losing their lives, and again they come in. Like shoals, you know. And waves upon waves. It's coming and going. Coming and going. And millions are being spent. And nobody can stop it. Like how you get moths onto a light. You see a light. You can't even control them. Do whatever you want. They come there, a lot of them give up their lives, but you can't stop that whole operation. Nobody can stop it. So this is the second. So that expression, that manifestation of love at the Baytullah, that manifestation of love, you're going to express your love. Nobody's got it. There's no substitute for that. Now can there be? Because if there's anything else, then that is just a makeup, a raining wall, any substitute. That's it, you don't get anything out of it. So that's the original thing. See, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتِ وُدِيَ لِلنَّاسِ. The perfect manifestation of love. Man wants to show love, love created it. And you have favored for it. Then the third thing that they are envious about is you've been favored with Jummah. What? With the Jummah. You've been favored. Originally, the Jews were given the Jummah. But they had some objections. They said, you know, Allah Ta'ala completed with creation on Friday, and Saturday there was no creation. Right? There was no creation on Saturday, so the day reserved for ibadat must be Saturday, because there was nothing done on that day. So, that was their reasoning. The Christians' reasoning was, the whole process of creation commenced on a Sunday, first day of the week, right? So, that must be a sign for worship. Came to the Muslim said, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Allah, whatever you say, you will do. So now that's the paragon, that's the benchmark, that's the criterion. Allah must say it, and there's acceptance. There's no hesitation, no reservation. You're saying it, and there's immediate acceptance. You say it, and we want to do it. Then we don't employ our minds against it. We don't apply our emotions. We don't apply our experience. You must say it, and we do it. So that's the dividing line between Islam and Kufr. Dividing line, we just say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. When you say, your command, then we give ourselves to it. We surrender straight away. Submission, total submission, without any reservation, without any hesitation. No hesitation, no reservation. All we do confirm, is it your command? Your command, the way we're doing it. So now that's the ultimate level of love. See, the love also has got different levels. Mutanabbi, he says about love. Hawal ahibba hawla qalbi atta'i. There's a lot of things that you are attached to, right? A lot of things attached to you. But now the heart has got two levels. One is the external, the outer shell of the heart, and one is the inner, the very, very recess of the heart. So one is the outer. So the outer, there's a lot of things that are attached to the outer. But وَحُبُّ الْأَحِبَّةِ يَا هَوَ الْأَحِبَّةِ مِنْهُ فِي سَوْدَاعِ. The pure love, the pure love is this place only for one. For other things, you've got some attachment here, this wife, children, all that. But هَوَ الْأَحِبَّةِ مِنْهُ فِي سَوْدَاعِ. The essence of the love, pure, undiluted, unaffected love, that is salah. Love has got a different level, see. One level of love is that I wish to do this. I want to please you. My heart says I must do this. But it's also a level of love. My heart says I must go for Umrah. My heart says I must wear this type of clothing, right? That's my heart says. So I want to do it for the love. It's not because of hatred, because of your love, I want to do this. Right? But now, advanced level of love is, what will please the beloved? So, I want to please you, right? I want to please you, right? I'm doing out of love. I'm doing with feelings, right? But now, the advanced level of love is, but what does the beloved love? What does he like? I like this. I like to do this to please you. But then, what pleases the beloved? That's what I need to say. In the Hijrat, right? So, Sahaba, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Bakr stopped over, rested. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu milked a goat. And he offered it to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Rasulullah Sallam drank from it. Abu Bakr says, فَشَرِبَ حَتَّى رَدِيتُ. He drank and was satisfied. His happiness brought me happiness. His happiness, his love, what he loved brought me happiness, satisfaction. So now this is an advanced level of love. I want to see what the beloved loves, what he loves. So, this was the level of love of the Sahaba Ikram. يُحِبُّونَهُمْ بِحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. So, the outstanding feature in the love of the believer is, his love for Allah Ta'ala is intense. So it's gone to a very advanced level, that I am not worried about what I like, what the beloved would like. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on the Hajjatul Wida, he offered 100 camels, right? From his 63 he slaughtered himself. And the 27, Ali radiallahu ta'ala who had assisted to slaughter the rest, right? But in the annals of Islamic history, you can't find a king also who slaughtered so much in the love of Allah ta'ala, in his love, for his love and muhabbat, and to just give away 100 camels slaughtering that. Do you find any example there? And then too, when finances also are restricted, but when it comes to the name of Allah Ta'ala, whatever I have got, the best of what I've got, I'm going to offer it. And 100 camels said, it's given. You can imagine how the strength of the beast, Allah Sun, he's slaughtering 100 camels, 63 himself is totally correct. Final and Hajjatul Wida. But in that hadith, stated, there were about 5 or 6 camels, kulluhum yasdalifna ilayhi bi-ayyihim yabdaw. 5, 6 camels, or even more, they all are hurrying now. Rasul Paksasam must honor us by slaughtering us first. Nabi Sasam must honor us by slaughtering, they rushing. He must slaughter us first. And why will they not be envious for this moment? Why won't they be anxious for this moment? Imagine, it is the occasion of Hajjatul Wida, right? Then it is the plains of Mina, the Haram. Then it is in the name of Allah Ta'ala. Being slaughtered for what? In the name of Allah Ta'ala. Then at the hands of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Can you imagine now, all elements of love, all the reasons for love, all combined in one, all at the hands of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the plains of Mina, in the Haram Sharif, right? Then in the cause of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and then to offer the life at the Hajjatul Wida, then won't they be anxious that I be taken first? كُلُّهُنَّ يَزْدَلِفْنَ أَن يَبْدَأَ بِأَيِّمْ يَبْدَأُ. The poet said it in Persian, Hama Ahu Sahara Jan Bakaf Nihad Ba Umideke Tu Rose Bashikar Mita Miai. He says, you know, everyone is so anxious to see you, and to be the lucky one that you accept them, as though they kept their hearts in their hands, that you must come and accept them. They're so anxious. So you see that one of the love of the Sahaba Kiram, that was the most advanced. Even things that are, to us they are like dead. To us they don't have the understanding. But they also have an understanding of Rasul Paksallah. You see that? Rasul Paksallah, Mimbar was constructed. And before the construction of the Mimbar, there used to be a date trunk, right? Rasul would recline and deliver the khutbah. Now the Mimbar has been constructed. Rasul ascended the Mimbar. That thing, like, he starts crying with sobs, you know. The whole masjid is echoing with the sobs of that. The whole masjid is. Now, up till this moment, I had the honor of Rasul Paksasam taking the name of Allah Ta'ala at this point. Now, it's gone. So you see the feelings amongst the mu'ajizat of Rasul Paksasam. See the feelings. That to us it seemed like a dead thing, right? But that thing also has the perception of love. That thing also has that anxiety of love. At this point, I was the point where Rasul himself would come and take the name of Allah Ta'ala at this point. We also understand that these things that seem to be dead, right, they also chee up the name of Allah Ta'ala. The hadith says that one is a mountain range, right? One here, another one here. So the one range is speaking to the other one. Okay. Was there anyone that took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on you today? And this thing hears, yes, that thing becomes jubilant, it rejoices. MashaAllah, someone took the name of Allah ta'ala. And then if the name of Allah ta'ala is not taken, then you can you imagine how starved they feel? That is why you'll find that You go into the most posh hotel, right? 5-star quality, 50-star, right? But when there isn't the name of Allah Ta'ala there, there's no zikr, no name of Allah Ta'ala, nothing at all. You don't find the attraction, your mind don't want to be there. You just there, why? Sometimes it's peer pressure, sometimes it's family pressure. Sometimes it's just an illusion, hey, I went to this hotel. But do you find that heart satisfaction, fulfillment? Now, compare that against a masjid environment on a Friday, Jummah. Everybody is a khutbah time. And there's death silence, pin drop silence. And how do you feel at that time? How nice don't you feel at that time? Do you want to bargain the time for all that? It's Jummah, masjid is filled to capacity, they're listening to the khutbah, the spin drop silence. And how excited don't you feel at that time? The excitement, the sukoon, the peace, the tranquility is such at that time. So, real satisfaction and happiness is in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah Ta'ala says it with emphasis that in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, the hearts find satisfaction. Are we looking for the heart satisfaction in something else? Someone looking for wealth. I got that material security, that everything is right. I got this position, that everything is right. Right. But their hearts find satisfaction. Where do they find it? Look for it in the right place. Allah, bizikrillah, with emphasis saying, bizikrillah, you know, taqdeem ma haqqu wa ta'khir. Bizikrillah. It's supposed to be, tatma'innul qulub bizikrillah. Allah Bak says, Allah, bizikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Yufeed wa ta'khir. That you want that satisfaction, that deep-rooted tranquility in that. Then come what may, whatever situation, it doesn't disturb you. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you're in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, in the footstep of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then nothing disturbs you. But the disturbance comes when these elements are not in place, the sunnah is not there, the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala is not there, then heart, mind is in a turmoil. Why this happened here? Why that happened there? Why he's doing this? Why that? So, that means there's a deficiency of zikr. The deficiency of zikr brings about a turbulent mind. And when the mind is occupied with zikr, the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, in the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then it must find its full satisfaction, happiness. You see, that mountain finds it. I showed you that the trunk, that thing perceived the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the effect, the dynamic effect it has. So, I explained the third reason for their denial, call it their defiance, call it their obstinacy, call it their jealousy, right? What was the third reason? That you have been blessed with the Jummah, because they offered the Jummah, and they counter reason. Jews were given, Christians were given, but they counted. No, this day Allah Pak didn't do anything, so like they had counted, that day was given to them. Right? But then came to the Muslim, and the day was offered, so all they need to confirm is this the day that Allah Pak chose for us? Yes, then this is Sayyidul Ayyam. Fi khuliqa Adam. وَفِيهِ أُهْبِتَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَفِيهِ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. See, on that day, Adam alayhi salam was created. He was brought to the earth. On that day will be the Jannah. وَفِيهِ يَتَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ. And Qiyamah will be on that same day. So the Sayyidul Ayyam, that blessing of the Sayyidul Ayyam was because of your total submission. You became the Sadat. You became the leader. Why? Because of your submission to the Sayyidul Ayyam. So you became now the Sadat of the Jannat. Jannat will be occupied primarily by you. two selves, or half, or more than half of Jannah will be primarily occupied by yourselves. But now, what was the catalyst? The catalyst was your total, unreserved submission. That was the very advanced level of love. Allah, you like this for us, so we like what you love. أُحِبُّ وِصَالَكَ وَتُحِبُّ هِجْرِي فَأُوْسِرُ مَا تُحِبُّ لِمَا أُحِبُّ فَأُوْسِرُ مَا تُحِبُّ لِمَا أُحِبُّ. You want it in a certain way, I want it in a certain way, but your way, that's the way. Your way is the way. I don't have anything in your decision. Your decision is the final. Now, if you look at the lives of Sahaba Kiram, then the life of the Sahaba Kiram is like a demonstration for the same concept. It's like a demonstration for this same concept. Okay, what Rasulullah Paksam likes. We like something, but what he loves. Let that be. Let it prevail. In the battle of Muta, Jafar ibn Abi Talib, Zayd ibn Harisa, Abdullah ibn Rawaha, they are already appointed as the Amirs. He'll be the Amir, he's Shaheed, then this one here, and Abdullah ibn Rawaha at the end. So they were told already in advance that this was going to happen. Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiyallahu anhu, he is reasoning within himself, I know it's a journey for non-return. Journey and non-return. What could have been reversed? The last and the final journey. It's going to be a journey. I won't see Rasulullah Paksam again. I won't see Masjid al-Nabawi again. Right? I won't see Medina again. And the day of the departure is a Friday morning. Right? That's the day of the departure. So now, I got a fast animal. I will join in for the Jummah, and immediately after Jummah, I will leave, because I will be in Masjid al-Nabawi. Would Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba Kiram, and that will be the last, you know. So I'll join up. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam disapproves of it. See these people, how far they gone, half a day. So they are so much further than you in Jannah. So, uhibbu, فَأُوْسِرُ مَا تُحِبُّ لِمَا أُحِبُّ. I prefer that, what you like, to what I like. So this khanqa, this is what it's teaching, that do we have that level of submission that is the criteria of ultimate love? That's ultimate love, right? And do we have that level of love that is like the actual criteria? So this point has to be spoken about now. See, people say love, no, I did love. But what is the love? كُلُّهُمْ يَدْعِي حُبًّا لِلَيْلَى وَلَيْلَى لَا تُقِرُّهُمْ لِذَلِكَ. Everybody says love, this is our beloved. But the beloved says, I don't like them. Beloved says, no, I don't. So like Christians, they say we love Isa alayhi salam, right? Love. But Isa alayhi salam saying, I don't love you, because وَقَالَ إِنَّ قَالَ اللَّهُ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ. Isa alayhi salam saying that Allah Ta'ala is my Rabb and your Rabb. Allah Pak is my. And they went in that frenzy of love. They said, no, you are our Rabb. Isa alayhi salam saying, no, I am not. Who is the love? Who is the God? Allah Ta'ala. And in defiance of saying love, out of love they say, no, you the God. And Isa alayhi salam is rejecting it. أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقِّ. That is not for me to say such a thing. Had I said this, you would have known it. Ma amartani, ma qultu lahum illa ma amartani bihi. Ni'budu Allah Rabbi wa Rabbakum. That's what I commanded them. So Isa alayhi salam, they professed the love. But Isa alayhi salam said, no, I don't love them. Because they jumped off the cause. They didn't remain on the cause that I came with. They jumped off that cause. So I don't have the love for them. So that ultimate love requires that are we conforming to the love of the beloved? What he wants, do we do it? Everything, small thing, big thing. But is this the way of love? My beloved, Allah Ta'ala, his Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, did they like this? If they loved it, then let it be. One Persian poet, he heard about an Indian poet, those days about 3 centuries ago. He heard about an Indian poet, and he would speak very greatly in praise of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he was very touched, the wordings were so effective, so touching words, so he was very effective. So he said, no, let me come to India and meet this poet who has so much of love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he travelled all the way from Persia to see the poet shaving his beard. So he asked the poet, Aka, shave me kuni. So what are you doing? So he says, Rish mi tarasham, walakin dile kase nami tarasham. He says, I am shaving off my beard, but I am not hurting anybody. I'm not hurting anybody's heart. That means what his religion was, that do as you please, as long as you don't hurt anybody. You may do what you want, but don't hurt anybody's feelings. So that was what he understood of religion. So the Persian poet says, Dile kase nami kharashi, walakin Dile Rasool Pak's person mitarashi. Yes, you're not hurting anybody's heart, but definitely you are hurting the heart of Rasool Pak's person. And this is what I'm teaching you, and you're going totally in the opposite direction. The mother says, son, you wash up, brush your teeth, comb your hair, and then come. No, not doing it. Is she happy with it? Have you hurt her feelings or not? So, how much more it must have hurt the feelings of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when you didn't comply with this teaching. So when the Indian poet heard this, he says, Jazakallah ke chashm baz mi kuni, mura ba jaane ja wasil kuni. He says, thanks to you. May Allah Ta'ala reward you abundantly. Because you opened up my eyes, you linked me up to the beloved, see. So the Indian poet also, though he was wrong, but he was not in defiance. See, that submission, when he realized what he's doing, he submitted straight away, I'm wrong. Right? You opened my eyes and you linked me up, you connected me to the ultimate. Allah Ta'ala give us that tawfiq.